Today we celebrate World Communion Sunday, and it's the one day a year, only one day out of 365 that we set aside to celebrate our unity as brothers and sisters in Christ. One day. And that's what unites us, not only as a congregation, but as the entire people of God. A people who span all times and places, a people who have been anything but united in our sometimes painful 2,000-year history. 2,000 years too often marked by suspicion and intolerance towards our brothers and sisters who have chosen to worship Christ or talk about Christ in ways that are different than we may like or understand or agree with. I'm not talking about persecution as Linda did against Christians, but persecutions within the body of Christ. I want you to think about the communion that we have that extends beyond our walls, but also to think about the walls that we've built and how they might affect what God has planned for us as the body of Christ. As we gather here today, inside this sanctuary, inside these four walls, and we pray and sing, and in a few minutes break bread and pour the cup, and eat and drink in remembrance of Christ Jesus and how he showed us God's love. Tens of thousands, make that tens of millions of our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world will be doing the same thing. Some of them will be in churches like our own, in nations like our own. Others will be in places like Africa or South America or Asia, and they'll be celebrating this meal, this offering of the very life of Christ, who gave his life on our behalf in single rooms, in small towns, in villages, in beautiful cathedrals. All of us different, and yet united as the body of Christ. When you think about it, the immensity and the diversity of the family that we have beyond this wall, these walls, is mind-boggling. And we should take note of that and remember it and celebrate it as often as we can. We have a communion. We have a family beyond these walls. And it's good. And it's beautiful. And it's a gift that God has given to us and given to our world. It's something to celebrate today, this week, next week, every week. All of that is beautiful. And it's what makes us, the people of God, the body of Christ, so beautiful. Our diversity of gifts, our unique ways we choose to worship, right? We don't worship quite like any other church in Bellevue, much less like the rest of the world. The different ways we know and see God, the different ways we know and feel and see the Spirit moving among us, and the different ways we choose to serve God with our lives. And that is a beautiful thing. But it can also make for some very strong walls indeed. Kind of like the wall of hostility that existed between Jew and Gentile when Paul wrote the words to Ephesians that Marty just read for us. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace for you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Those are powerful and life-giving words that Paul gives to us. But they should be words that make us stop short and think a little. because they ask each one of us to consider the walls built around us today, to think about how they may be barriers to our communion with others, how they might even be a barrier to our communion with God. They invite us to consider carefully those who we see as different enough or unworthy enough to take their place alongside us at this table that God has invited each one of us to. You know what? Let's just do the call to worship, right? The call to the table right now. Who is invited to this table? Is anyone here not invited? All right, good. I'm glad we got that over with. But you know what? Each one of us has a way of shutting things out, a way of shutting other people out, of erecting walls between us and what's different. For Paul, it was between Jew and Gentile. For us, it's what? I'll let you think about that. What is that in your life, the wall that you erect between you and fill in the blank? Who is it that you cannot imagine in a million years would be sharing this meal at this table with you? All of us need a place of healing, a place of peace, a place where we don't have to struggle every moment, a place where we can rest secure in the knowledge that we are safe to be ourselves, a place where we can rest and recharge. And I pray that this church, with its warm, embracing walls, may be that place for you. That's what a church is for. It's meant to be a place of refuge, a place of strengthening, a place where we are fed and prepared to serve God outside of our doors. But it's an open place, a place for others to come in and a place for us to go out, a place where children are welcome, a place where those who have experienced that ripping and tearing that life does to us sometimes can experience the healing power of God. Or a place that we learn that God is not only with us, but with others as well. A place where we believe that God calls all people to come and worship and serve. The church, my brothers and sisters, is more than a building or denomination. It's more than a particular way of doing things. When we celebrate today and lift up the cup and break the bread, we'll be celebrating the fact that God has knocked down those walls that surrounded us and entered into communion with each one of us. Today, as you receive the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, remember why it's given to you and savor that and cherish it and celebrate it. Thanks be to God for the fact that the power of God is in God's name and not in ours. And thanks be to God that He has chosen and He calls us to break down barriers and unite our hearts with Him and with each other. Here's the truth, my brothers and sisters in Christ. While we and many other denominations celebrate World Communion Sunday today, many of our brothers and sisters in Christ do not celebrate along with us. They do not celebrate here at the table along with us the Christ who unites us in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Our Catholic brothers and sisters are not here this morning. Our Orthodox brothers and sisters are not here, nor are many of our large non-denominational church brothers and sisters here celebrating with us. You see, World Communion Day, Sunday, has always been a dream as well as a reality for the body of Christ. But we hope and we strive and we call for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ to meet us at the table and celebrate God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. It's a dream, a work in progress, a hope. But here's the deeper truth. This table still gathers us in, even when we don't like each other or when we don't know each other. We were made brothers and sisters in Christ, whether we like it or not. We are known by the one who calls us to the table, and we are called to the table with people of faith around the world this morning, those who agree with us and those who don't. Those who like us and those who anything but like us. God's table is a big table. And while we may not always be together and altogether pleased with the people who share this table with us, here we all sit and are made brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ of one another. And that is one fine communion indeed. So come to the table. Amen.